Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us run some people for that.
Hey.
From every tribe and language, people, every nation.
Hey.
We're warriors of fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Being healed by the peace.
Hey.
Oh yeah,
hey.
We're bringing us power through unity.
Hey.
We're warriors of fun. There's a resurrection coming.
Troubles, troubles come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your
Grand Rising, I'm not sure if you can hear, or Grand Evening. Not sure if you can hear me. I'm having a lot of technical difficulties tonight, and I have nothing on the switchboard, so I'm just, okay, you hear me now. Great, thank you, Naima. I just don't have anybody on my switchboard right now. So what I'm going to suggest, something happened with Direct Connect that didn't go right. Welcome, welcome, and I'm not connected to broadcast live yet. I'm having problems here. So I'm going to ask everyone to call in to the Female Solution Studio, and hopefully we can run the show through there, because I'm having problems with my studio, the Soul Purpose Healing. So I'm gonna need Naima's help tonight. But welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me. And Naima, if you can just text me and let me know, because I don't have anything on my switchboard. My number is not there, and Direct Connect did not connect. Welcome, welcome. Tonight we are talking about the music videos that are produced by women these days that are feeding into the sexuality of our children. If you were with us last week, we talked about the Netflix movie Cutie. And there's been a lot of controversy. Squeakiness in my sound. I have no idea what that means. So I'm going to just keep going. I can't get Facebook Live going, so right now they're trying to connect, trying to go live, but not having any luck right now. So I hope somehow we can get our communication lines open and put the energy out there to open up everything, ask the universe to help us, because things are been a little wobbly so far. And we try a new router in this place, and it doesn't appear to be helping at all. So we'll probably end up going back to the router we had previously. Discussion that we started last week with the anxiety and frustration over the movie Cuties for little girls, not little girls, 11-year-old girls doing twerking and section and performing dances that are very sexual. And so tonight we're going to talk about the Cardi B. This woman has 200 million views on her video, The Stallion something or other, The Great Stallion. And I mentioned her last week on the show because it occurred to me that if we're going to be canceling out Netflix movies like Cuties that have 11-year-olds dancing sexually, then what about the Cardi B's, the other music artists who are dancing in very sexual ways? So we're going to play some audio to you tonight on about Cardi B, for one. And I want to go back to 1982. Was a year that a song came out called Nasty Girl. Some of you might remember that. Nasty Girl, sung by a woman named Vanity. And Vanity was promoted by Prince. I'm sure most of you know who Prince is. But Vanity was promoted by Prince. And in fact, in one of the interviews I watched recently, Prince wanted to call her Vagina. And she laughed and said, well, I don't know if that's going to work. He said, well, you could pronounce it a different way. He said, no, no, no. So they came up with the word Vanity instead. So 1982, many of us were, some of us might have been in our teens. Let's see, I was 55, 65, 75. No, I was like 20 years in my 20s. So Nasty Girl came out, and that was probably one of those songs that made our parents go, oh, my goodness, what is that? And so that generation, I want to play that song. I think I have it here. Yeah, I have. I don't know if I can even, I can't even play it on my my studio's not up because for some reason my whole studio, when I tried to do Direct Connect, I see now that my studio's not even working. They're still waiting for the host. What that means is I'm going to not have my audios playing tonight, and I'm going to be hoping that you'll call into the Female Solution Studio. That's 515-605-9325. And you can call into there, and Naima, hopefully, I don't even know how Naima's going to connect with me through my phone. This is going to be really interesting because I'm not sure. I don't even think I can get in the studio tonight to hear from Naima. That's how crazy it is. I don't even have a studio because it's still waiting for the host. So I don't know, Naima, if you have any suggestions when the studio is showing waiting for the host, it means my audios are not going to play, and I'm not sure if I should just close this show and go to the Female Solutions Studio because I can't play my audios tonight, but I can at least share with you what this show is about. And we may have to do this show tomorrow night or another night because we don't have the technology we need to do this show right. And even my Facebook is not connected. Facebook Live, trying to go live. Still trying to go live. So all my connections are, like, not working. I'm going to try and go into Facebook Live on another Wi-Fi system and see if that works because so far the Wi-Fi system that we have here is not working. And I may have to do this show another day. I'm not hearing from Naima yet, so I'm not sure what's going on there. Let's see. We hear you now. Now there's sign of echo. Okay, there's a little squeakiness in your sound. So let me go to, I'm going to try and connect to a different Wi-Fi system. See if that helps. On Facebook Live. Okay. Anyway, let me just give you an introduction that would have played back in 1982. There was a audio or a music by the group. You don't even show up on my studio. Nothing is working in my studio. It's like waiting for the host. I think that's because I tried to do a direct connect and it wasn't connecting, so I canceled it. And then I called in and it's still not connecting for some reason. For some reason, when I called in, it doesn't want to connect to the host. So I am now trying to get on Facebook Live and see if that might help to get the show going. Otherwise, we'd have to just go from discussion and. No one. I have no Wi-Fi going right now. Wi-Fi. Jolly. Poodle. So I am working. Trying to get my Wi-Fi to a different connection. Otherwise, we will have to do this again another day. I have like four video. Okay, great. Thank you. Mama AZ. Great. All right, I am live in here we go. Okay, I'm here live in the ashram. We realized this Wi-Fi connection. Dulcie's watching. Hi, I'm glad you're watching me, but I don't have any. I don't have a studio tonight, so I'm kind of stuck on going and playing it by ear. Okay, so Naima is in the or Female Solution Studio, and I'm here in a remote location in my house. Can you hear us? No, can't hear you at all. The problem. I can't hear anything on my studio. And let me see. Maybe if I open up my phone. Keep going. It's fine. We're talking tonight about some lost securities, commodities, and the blame game. The problem is you can hear me, but I can't hear you. And I don't have any audio in the studio. So if you're on Facebook Live, we can always communicate through Facebook Live. And our goal tonight is, don't hear. You don't hear me on, can you hear me on the Facebook Live here? I'm on Facebook Live. Can you hear me? Okay. Okay, she says perfect on Facebook Live. So, here I am. Okay, here I am. And if you have any tonight, I can't use my studio. I can't play my audio. So I'm going to just describe to you the audios that I do. And then what you can do, if you will. Okay, great. Thank you, Naima. So Naima can hear me in the Female Solution Studio. And so the problem is I just can't hear you. But I can see your comments on Facebook Live. So if you can go to Facebook Live / the Soul Purpose Healing, that's where the way we'll have to connect tonight is on the comments. That's all I can do is read the comments. And hopefully my studio won't go because it's waiting for a host. It's really strange. And my studio won't come up for some reason. So, the topic tonight from Lopticuity, my intention tonight is for us adults to come up with a plan for our youth that will help them understand the WAP and the women like Cardi B and all these musicians who do these sexy videos help our children tonight to develop a really healthy attitude about their vagina. Let's just say that. Because I was going to play for you the song Nasty Girl, which some of you may remember, Nasty Girl, and that was by Vanity, who was promoted by Prince. And that song was really radical back in the 1980s. And our parents probably thought about that song back then the way we parents or grandparents are looking at Cardi B today and her WAP video. Now, for those of you who are wondering, what is WAP? What are you talking about? Okay, let me just spell it out. The children should be in another room, or if you have children who are really mature, maybe they can handle all this. But the WAP that is sung by Cardi B is the Wet ASSPUSSY. Wet as a bee. So they say that really quickly in the video, Stallion video.
singing at was a little bit risque, but not nearly as bad or not nearly as revealing as Cardi B. So we're looking at a generational thing, and I'm working on keeping this in the fifth dimension, or at least moving from the third dimension of, oh, that's horrible, that's terrible. I listened to a response by Russell Bland, I think his name is, about this WAP video. They put it in such a diplomatic way, and how if you're a man who's been promiscuous. If you're a man who's been promiscuous, then you would understand how this is something that is not so horrible, not so bad, not so crazy, because men are used to this type of thing. Many men. Okay, we're going to try and hook up a three-way call. If my technique, I'm going to see if I can pull it through the table. You can call in, and I'll open your mic. Okay. So that's a thought. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and call in to Naima. Okay, so I'm going to keep it this way. Okay, Naima, I'm gonna hang up because I'm in the studio now. Okay, so hello, can you hear me, Naima? I hope you can hear me. I'm gonna open your phone. Naima, can you hear me?
Okay, great. Hear you loud and clear.
Wow.
So can you still hear Coco?
Is the caller still there?
Khalil, you still there? Great. So Khalil, what do you feel about your friends that may have children by women that are not their wives and may not even be their girlfriends anymore. How do you feel about that? Because we have a lot of, you know, baby daddies out there that, you know, they got women pregnant. They weren't planning on being fathers. It happened. And now they're tied to this woman that they may not really have wanted to have a long-term relationship with. How do you feel about that in terms of your friends that are in that situation?
I don't have friends that are in that situation, but I might have one. It's depending on, like, if I have one, I hope I don't have one, but you never know. Some people you find out you believe your friends are not your friends.
Yeah, that's true, too. And you know, a lot of times people don't find out until years have passed that they have fathered a child. And I've had friends who they were, you know, they didn't find out about the child until the child was like, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And then the woman says, well, you know, I knew you were the father. I didn't approach you because I know we didn't really have a really close relationship. It was a one-night stand, whatever the situation was. But at the same time, this person was born. And
yeah,
this happens often because people are sexually active without consciousness of the consequences and the responsibility. And we have to find a way to not repress our sexuality, but help both people be responsible for those decisions. And that's the challenge that we have. So, Beata, the one reason why I'm talking to our young caller, Khalil, is because in a way he kind of represents the young generation of men that are going to be fathering children. And I want to know what are their thoughts about that, because I'm seeing this group of young people in their 20s and 30s on all these shows like Maury and everybody else where you have women that have been highly involved sexually with multiple men, and they're trying to figure out which one is the father of their child. And I'm seeing a lot of men saying, you know, they didn't want to be the father, or they did want to be the father, then they found out they weren't the father, or they found out they were the father, you know. And I'm thinking, is there any different way we should be teaching about sexuality? You know, that's my thought.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I need to go.
Okay.
I get a, go do something.
We appreciate you joining us today, and feel free to call back in at any time. We're on every day.
Thank you.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern, and on Sundays.
Okay.
All right. Have a great evening.
All right.
Yeah, do you want to play a commercial? Okay. And when we come back, I'm going to be in the studio of Soul Purpose Healing. I actually got in finally. So.
Well, that is great. So we certainly are ready to take a break, and I'm glad you got in the studio, so let us go to commercial.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom, women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of God are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning coach, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with 4 legs. A child is a human being person with 2 legs. Facts and some feelings, but feelings cannot change that. A mother keeps love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds two persons and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. call in 515-605-9325 to share your wisdom and love flows into shape. Remember, mothers fare well. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society gets abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Oh, no. Hold on.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Is it really a good idea to have the same senator for three generations? I support term limit for all elected officials. Our senators need to bring home growth for our business community, jobs, housing, service for our senior citizens, and health care. We need new ideas and new approach to federal representation. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. Vote for me and send me to Washington, D.C. God bless.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Senate 2020.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you for hanging in there with us through the technical problems. So I'd like to play another. We had a perfect caller just now who expressed his experience, his opinion about relationships with women and so forth. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the actual music industry of Cardi B, music called WAP or WAP that's very sexual. And it feeds into the type of movies and activities of the movie Cuties, where 11-year-olds are twerking and being very over-sexualized. And that they have become a commodity in the music industry. People like Jennifer Lopez and all those women who sexualize their music are feeding into our young people. So here's a young man's point of view from that I got from YouTube. I thought this was interesting. And he tells a different perspective. This may be someone who might be more sexually active, but he tells what his experience is with as far as the Cardi B and what that means for him. So let me see. Cardi B. His name is Hafiz, and he believes this is an age-old lesson that women.
This idea, I've seen a lot of women have this idea. They have this idea that if I got that wet, if I got that good, you know what I mean? If I got, you know what I mean, the best of the best, now I can get whatever man I want. Now, you know what I mean? I can be able to get married. They literally view their ability to get married and have healthy, long-term relationships based upon their sexual performance. And what these women don't realize is that has nothing to do with commitment. Yo, what's good, everybody? This is Hafiz from The Roommates, and welcome to another video. Guys, to be honest with you, I didn't even want to talk about this video. I wasn't interested in it. I actually told Chris to not do this video yesterday, but a bunch of people have been hitting me up. You know, a lot of people on Patreon, like, Fees, we want to hear your opinion, And John was like, yo, you got to do the video for the people. So, you know what I said? You know what? I don't want to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it for the people. So, as you guys have heard, Cardi B and Offset, I feel icky talking about this. But Cardi B and Offset, they have recently filed for divorce. And they are not the first celebrity couple to file for divorce. As I'm not sure if you guys have been looking at the data, but divorce rates have been drastically increasing during this period of time. So there are three big takeaways that I got from this situation that I don't want to talk about them in their own personal bits. I think that's messy, what happened between their families, between their family. But there are three things I want to talk about that I feel like is going to be very relevant to you and can be applied to your life right now. The very first thing is that I've been seeing a lot of women on the internet begin to bash men, begin to go on their whole rants and talk about, oh, this is why, you know, you can't trust a man. This is why, you know, all guys are dogs, blah, 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 blah. All these women do, and they look for negative stories. They look for confirmation bias to their own negative presuppositions, and they want to project those ideas out to the world. As I've always said, guys, too many times women don't take accountability for their actions. Women want to idolize these men on the top of the mountain, right? They want to idolize these 1% guys. But then they don't ever want to acknowledge that the issues that you're dealing with come because you're with this 1% guy, right? You don't acknowledge your responsibility in choosing, entertaining, and putting emphasis on these kind of guys. So many women are talking about all men, all men, all men. How are you going to take one scenario, one situation, one occurrence, which you don't know what went on in their relationship? You have no idea what went on. And now you're trying to demonize, attack all men. Like I said, guys, I hate it when the extreme red pill guys demonize all women. I hate it when a crazy feminist demonize all men. We cannot take stories in the news, especially of celebrities, because don't let me get into how unstable those relationships are, and then use it to define the norm and to say this is how everybody else is. But that's not really the main crux of the conversation I wanted to teach people. There was a line in Cardi B's song, WAP, where Cardi said, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me show you how I got this ring. But that line really made me feel funny, because I was like, man, I think this idea, I've seen a lot of women have this idea. They have this idea that if I got that wet, if I got that good, you know what I mean? If I got, you know what I mean? The best of the best, now I can get whatever man I want. Now, you know what I mean? I can be able to get married. They literally view their ability to get married and have healthy, long-term relationships based upon their sexual performance. And what these women don't realize is that has nothing to do with commitment. They didn't understand that the characteristics of not wanting to cook, not wanting to clean, but thinking that you just have the bomb WAP means that you're going to get a faithful long-term relationship is a myth. It does not exist. It does not happen. Straight up, it does not happen. If all you are is just good WAP, that's all you are, trust me, there's better. Trust me. And another interesting thing, for if you're a woman and all you have to offer is WAP, that is probably your most valuable asset. But if your most valuable asset is a sexual thing, by nature, it has diminishing value. So what that means is, and this is going to be a really inappropriate one, I should say this for Patreon. But do you know how they say if you drive a car off the lot, it loses 30% of its value? In complete honesty, a lot of chicks, when a dude has sex with, automatically loses 30% of her value because that's all she is an object. So what ends up happening is, though you feel like you have the best you know what in town, and for a lot of these guys who simply see you as the WAP, a lot of these guys will rather prefer new, mysterious WAP versus old WAP I've had before. So like I said, too many women have this mindset and they miss out on the important values that I constantly tell you men to look for. They ain't cleaning. They ain't cooking. They ain't being kind. They aren't being feminine. They're throwing all that away. They just saying, yo, I got the best WAP. You should want me. Nah, it don't work that way. And so guys, this is the point that I feel like also helps a lot of you guys. You got to realize something. A lot of you guys lust after these girls. I talk about it all the time. I talk about it ad nauseum about these Instagram baddies. You know what I mean? Your favorite celebrities who look good physically. I'm telling you, when guys who get those girls realize really quickly, I'm not talking about Cardi here. I'm just talking about in general here. Guys who get these girls realize really quickly that when there is no value, you will not be happy. She can have the biggest butt. She can have the best breast. She can have the most seductive eyes. God, I'm telling you, if there is no internal substance, it don't mean nothing. So many dudes are like, oh man, this dude won. Look at this chick. So many dudes I know, I do it too. We see a dude with a bad chick, a baddie, a real life. I'm not talking about the ones that you guys call baddie. I'm talking about real life baddies. We see dudes with this chick. I'm like, dang, man, this dude's winning. Man, this dude's, man, look at that, this man, dude's girl, man, she's bad, man. But you don't know that dude is miserable at home. That dude is having, popping Tylenol to Tylenol, because he may have a headache 24/7 dealing with that woman. We don't know these things because we so focus in on the exterior. And so what I always suggest to everybody is, one, take this as a teachable moment for you to realize, yo, instead of me pointing the finger and seeing what's wrong with everybody else, where am I wrong? Right? So women, my challenge to you is, instead of demonizing men, why don't you guys ask yourself, what kind of men are we associating with? Like I said, I want to throw this out real quick because I thought about this before I wrap this video up. Imagine there was a guy who only messed with strippers and he only messed with escorts. And then this guy was like, man, these girls stay trying to rob me, man. Man, these girls ain't loyal, man. Man, these girls be tripping, man. Most women would say, duh, it's the kind of girls you're messing with. It's not all girls. It's a type of girls you're associating with. So, ladies, before you guys go on your whole bash a man thing, ask yourself, what kind of men are you associating with? And remember, no amount of WAP will make somebody be faithful and love you forever if they're not the person for you and if you're not the right kind of person yourself. And then, fellas, like I said, guys, I love baddies. You know Feezy loves baddies. But if she don't got that character and she don't got that spirituality to match it, she is a liability and not an asset. So, guys.
So I think that great great message from a brother who may have had a little bit more experience than our first caller, and he's really trying to help women see that just having a WAP is not the way to have a lasting, healthy relationship. And tonight we just want to help all of our listeners have some consciousness about teaching our young people these lessons that we're hearing tonight. And I did, since my studio is up, I want you to just hear who Cardi B is. It's only about 3 minutes, and it's a good introduction to the type of woman who's influencing a lot of people with 200 million views. A lot of people are watching this woman, and evidently she has a huge following. She's made herself into a commodity, obviously, because the hair, the nails, she's got all the trimmings of a physical attraction that some men like, whatever, I'm not judging, but she's got the hair, she's always doing things with her hair, her nails are always long and colored, and then there's the clothing and the dress and all that, and that's what women are doing these days. They're spending a lot of money on nails, hair, and clothing, and shoes. What, to look sexy? In my opinion, when I see all that work that women are doing on the outside, I say they're trying to get attention to the WAP. And that's, as this brother says, that's not going to work. So I want to just introduce you to Cardi B. So you can understand her background a little.
Welcome to I'm Your Target Demographic. And today we're asking the question that a lot of folks seem to be asking, which is, who is Cardi B? Where did she come from? Why is she famous? Let's start at the beginning. Surprise, Cardi B is not her real name, but she was born Belcalis Almanzar, half Dominican and half Trinidadian, born and raised in the Bronx in New York City. Life was not easy for her, so she ended up joining the Bloods by age 16 and becoming a stripper by age 19.
So basically stripping saved your life.
Yeah, you know what? It really did, though. That's why I would never play the game. A lot of people be like, oh my gosh, like they make it so negative, but like it really saved me from a lot of things. When I started stripping, you know, I went back to school.
So where did the Cardi B name come from? Her sister's name is Hennessy, and Belcalis decided to come up with a name by taking the brand Bacardi and swapping the B from the beginning of the word to the end of the word. She started to rise to fame through social media, most notably her Instagram, where she began modeling and endorsing fashion and music. In 2015, she started to appear as a regular on the television show Love & Hip Hop New York, while she was also starting to appear as a guest rapper on some big tracks, including her debut as part of Shaggy's track, Boom Boom. She then started to release mixtapes, and she was even nominated for Best New Artist and Best Female Artist at the 2017 BET Awards, though she did not win either. At this point, Cardi B released her first commercial single, Bodak Yellow. This was the first single to top the Hot 100 by a solo female rapper since Lauryn Hill's Doo-Wop That Thing in 1998. Cardi B is also the first Dominican ever to reach number one in the Hot 100. In 2018 already, she's appeared alongside Bruno Mars on his track Finesse and became the first woman ever to have 5 singles in the top 10 at the same time, and only the third person ever after Kendrick Lamar and Drake. She also made news by revealing her pregnancy during a performance on Saturday Night Live with her fiancé Offset from the group Migos. Before this, she was in a relationship during Love & Hip Hop with rapper Tommy Gs, who was in jail for her entire time with the show for gun possession.
Right now I'm dating this cute young fine thug thing, but right now he locked up and whatever. Something's trying to tell me that I should leave him and whatnot. Well, guess what? Behind bars he treat me better than you.
People may often ask about Cardi B's feud with Nicki Minaj. Now there isn't really much of a feud, but people project this because there's two women competing in a male-dominated space. They have appeared on tracks together. They have maybe had slight disses towards one another, but this feud is likely an embellishment. A lot of what people resonate with is Cardi B's sense of honesty and her blunt perspective.
Over the past few months, my life changed drastically. My music has been doing extremely good, and everything that I have put my money and my time into, it be getting popping.
Her skyrocketing to fame may have seemingly come out of nowhere, but people following the hip-hop scene for the past few years likely saw this coming.
So what do you think of Cardi B? Is her honesty refreshing? Do you foresee a long career ahead, or do you think she's a bright light that'll burn out soon? Let me know in the comments, and thanks for watching.
So, as you could hear very clearly, illiteracy is her character, and just ghetto, and very honest, though, they say. And I, for one, am like comparing her to the time when I was a teenager and the type of music that I was influenced by. I just can't get over 200 million viewers on her video, a porn video, really. And yet, and even she has even probably even more followers. I don't know about her Instagram. I haven't looked into all that. But her Instagram or her Twitter, I don't have no idea, but she's got a lot of followers. It scares me in a way to think people are following this type of personality. But what is, again, what is being talked about is the music. See, at the beginning of her Stallion WAP video, there's the music, there's this beat that one guy was talking about is what draws people into her video. There's a bitch in the house, or the whores are in the house. And the beat where they're saying this is what's drawing people out. So once again, it just goes to show you how music is so influential. Music is so persuasive to get people to listen to someone like that, who is just not the type of person that you would expect, in my opinion, to have such a huge following. She can't really sing, but she can rap. And, of course, rap is popular. And what do people who follow in rap, they don't really care if they can't sing. It's the music, I'm telling you, it's the music, the beat that's getting, yeah. The beat is there's horror in the house. They're not even paying attention to what the words are saying. It's degrading, but the music is, there's a horror in the house. Come on in. And then we've got all these youth who are being influenced by that. So I want to just introduce you to, in case you are unfamiliar with the 1980 song Nasty Girl, just to show you 1982, we're talking about, 40 years ago, how we had a similar music only Vanity. Her real name is Denise Matthews. She was born 1959. She died in 2016 of a cocaine or overdose. And she was influenced by Prince. Prince and her, I think, had a heated romance. He discovered her. He promoted her, and he wanted her to be called Vagina, the group to be called Vagina. And I guess he got hooked with the WAP back then, okay? So that's what happened with Prince and Denise. But I want to just play this song just so to compare. 40 years ago, we had this song called Nasty Girl. And just to think about the music then and now, I want to compare that right now. Love before.
get it up, get it up. I can't wait anymore.
All right, that was 1982 Vanity Nasty Girl. I remember that song so well because I was jamming on that song, 1982. Okay, so I would have been still partying in 82, yeah. I had my first child in 1980, but I was still partying. I was still a party girl till about 84. So look at the difference. There's not much difference, really. Nasty girl, you get it up. You know, it's all sexualizing, right? The woman and the relationship. And yet today, though, we have this really sexualized video talking about whores in the house. And she's talking about nasty girl. So what's the difference? Not much. And today we're a little bit more concerned about our girls being sexualized. Why? Because the trafficking is huge right now on this planet, probably more than 40 years ago, I would guess. It's a lot more active on the planet, and we are more aware of it, I think, than anything, because we have so many women who are missing and who have been snatched, even children snatched. So I think it's just a matter of our awareness at this period of our lives that is causing people to be hysterical about a cuties movie. And yet we're not paying attention, though, to the music industry and how they're feeding these children, because children are watching these type of videos on their phone. As we said last week, one of the first lessons from cuties is do not give your young people cell phones, because they then have access to Wi-Fi. I don't know if there's some way you can block Wi-Fi access when children have a phone. Maybe that would be how you could get around it. If anybody knows that, let us know. But I'm curious to know what men out there are feeling, thinking about this WAP video. How it's affected you, how it's affecting your friends, what do you think about it? We've had two men so far we've heard from tonight who have given us an idea of the response or the reaction to this WAP. One man doesn't really care. He knows a little bit about it. The other one knows a lot about it, gotten into her marriage. Her marriage has failed. And even for Vanity, her story is so sad. How she got addicted to cocaine or the smoking of cocaine. And she lost her kidney. That's what happened. She had developed kidney disease. Very popular singer during the 80s, but her drug addiction led to her death. So we want to put this message across to children today that there are consequences of becoming a commodity in this society, where you can make a lot of money on your body, the beauty of your body, the music you do that promotes your body, and all of the beauty of the female body. On one level, it's just it's feminine power. Feminine power. This is the way one I think it was Russell Brand. I forget the Russell Brand. I think his name is. He put it in a very neutral way, how this WAP video demonstrates femininity, strong, powerful femininity, and it sends a message to the world even that women have power over some men because of a certain area of their body. And yet we see that even back in the 80s how it can have serious consequences. Now, my friend Mama AZ sent me a video last week about someone commenting on Cardi B seeing 11-11 in her vision or somewhere. She keeps seeing 2-11-11 in her journey. And that 11-11, he believes is trying to tell her, they're trying to get her attention. The angels, the spiritual forces around her are trying to get her attention. So when I saw that, I immediately prayed for her. I prayed for her that she would wake up, become more conscious of how she's using her body to promote sex and even drug use maybe, because usually that's what all that leads to. The music industry is full of people using drugs. So I began to just pray for her, and maybe that's what some of you might want to do, hearing about this woman tonight. Okay, so we want to take a call. Naima, your mic is open if you want to bring Mama AZ in on your mic. So we want you to think about that, not to be so judgmental and say how horrible, because as we've already mentioned, in 40 years ago, it was the same energy, same promotion of sex and music. And now we're 40 years later looking at a very different presentation from someone who was a stripper. I don't think there were too many. Actually, Vanity, some of her background is she was abused by her father. So her life now. Okay, is Mama AZ, are you on the line? Let's see. Hello, Naima, your mic is open. 312-849. I don't know where Mama AZ is. Let's see, is my mic? Let's see. Naima, are you on mute? You might be on mute, Naima, because your mic is open. Okay, so we're trying to get a caller in. Under her mic. I'll keep my phone muted until the commercial breaks. Okay, so we're waiting for Naima to unmute her phone. I think that's the problem, because I don't hear her mic is open on my studio. Okay, so I'm going to go to my next audio, which is about, let's see. Oh, while we're waiting for Naima to open her mic, Jill Scott is a woman who, in my opinion, just represents such a higher standard. And her music, I was looking at videos of women today who represent that higher standard of healthy music, healthy view, healthy body presentation, and I unmuted our mics. I don't know why you can't hear us. Oh, okay. I don't either. Another technical problem here. Let's see. There we go.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Mama AZ, can, are you there, Mama AZ?
Yes, ma'am. I'm back.
Okay. Go ahead. There you go. Okay. Go ahead.
I was on earlier, and you were having such an issue. It was just driving me freaking crazy,
I
had to disconnect.
Yeah, me too.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, I purposely came up. I didn't hear. I just got back in. I didn't hear the before, but I purposely came out of the stronghold because that's where I am now. Getting ready for a ceremony, which the stronghold is here in Arizona, in Cochise's, in Cochise, Arizona. So it's important, Dr. V, and I won't linger on, it's important that we impress on these young people how detrimental things have really gotten to be, that we have to find a way to reverse this. It's sad. It's like something is put in the air. This business of Cardi B, my gut is telling me that they are purposely utilizing this to distort and destroy the young people. They purposely hype this child, and she does not realize that she's being part of this plan of of manipulation. So that's my word, you know.
Yeah. I agree. It's almost like when you look at the picture, when she's having her picture taken, it's almost like she's a little girl. She's a lost little girl being totally influenced and controlled by her puppeteers and her masters and people like Harvey Weinstein and the music business type thing. And she doesn't really, I don't think she fully understands what she's doing in terms of long-term impact on our girls and society and even in her own life. So that's why I'm glad you sent me that audio about the young man saying 11/11 was in her life, because they're trying to get her attention so that maybe she can turn her life around before it's too late. Otherwise, she's going to become a statistic, maybe like so many other young artists who continue in this path of sexualization and promoting their language and their music in a way that is not very healthy for a society that is already, and this, especially now, depressed, and so many people with depression right now. But they're using music like hers to feed their addiction and to comfort themselves. Because again, the music, I'm going to play Jill Scott after the break, if Naima wants to take a commercial break. After the break, I want to just play Jill Scott as a comparison of what I feel so much about healthy music sound and voice and the character of the person singing. So thank you, Mama AZ. Be careful out there, but enjoy your journey as always. And so, Naima, did you want to play the last commercial? Or are you still driving?
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Dr. Willie Wilson. So many politicians are bought by special interests and major corporations instead of the citizens who elected them. I would not be bought. I would finance my own campaign in good faith to the voters of Illinois and promise to serve with integrity at all times. I'm asking for your support as I run for U.S. Senator in 2020.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Senate 2020.
Okay.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda speak. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speak. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
All right, we are back. Thank you, Naima. I can't get your mic off, so you're going to have to mute yourself again. So we're going to listen to Jill Scott. I love this lady, a sister who makes beautiful music. She has a beautiful character. She played the wife of James Brown in the movie Get On Up with Chadwick Boseman. I saw her in that movie. I thought, wow, the sister can act too. So she's such a multi-talented woman. And this is the type of female personality that I wish we could support and promote more than the Cardi B's. But this generation is different, just like we were different. But just take a listen to Jill Scott's Living My Life Like It's Golden. And may this be an inspiration for all of us to live this type of life and sing this type of song and promote this type of music.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf, putting it on my chain.
It gives you some joy. It takes you out of a mood maybe or that you may have been in. And I would encourage you to ask your friends to boycott people like Cardi B. Bless her so hard. She's like a child to me who is trying to get attention in an adult world. And so then on some level we have to have sympathy for her. But on the other hand, this is a time where we all need to be just selfish in a sense of taking care of ourselves.
And that's the other part of our show tonight, the blame game that's being played, is that we really can't blame Cardi B for the cuties type activity where girls are tweaking and twerking and moving their bodies in a sexual way. So the blame game really needs to stop, and we need to turn that more inward to just take care of me and build up my life to be golden, right? That's why I love messages like God brings living my life like it's golden, like what? Like a golden corona crown. And I have one more message from Dr. Mumbai. I usually play Dr. Mumbai at the beginning of the show, but the way things are going today, we had to change everything. But Dr. Mumbai has a message about why it's so important for us to be selfish right now and self-centered. We've got a lot of people playing the blame game. I call it a multidimensional chess game, because on one level we've got all this political activity going on, and people are blaming the president for the death of what they claim 200,000 people, which is probably inaccurate. And then on the other hand, another level of music videos and movies and entertainment, we're blaming the producer, director of a cuties artwork for causing more pedophilia and more child trafficking. And then we want to blame Cardi B for what she's putting out. But I think Dr. Mumbai's message is what we ought to be taking heed of, that stopping the blame game. Stop looking at other people as the excuse for what is going on in your life, what's happening in your feeling, in your emotional state, your mental state, how you're reacting even to things, especially in this political thing. Oh, my goodness, since Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, people are having anxiety attacks about that. And, of course, there's going to be blaming about, who should be in the Supreme Court and all that. So blame, blame, blame. We've got to get, because blame, again, is a low vibration. Down there with shame, you could say shame and blame are on the same level of low vibration, which is what causes illness and disease in our bodies. So let me just have Dr. Mumbai speak to us about the need for
and welcome, beloveds, to the Dr. Mumbi Show. My name is Dr. Mumbi Saraki, here with a word of encouragement. Beloveds, it is time for us to be selfish. And don't take me the wrong way, not me, Zungu selfish, if you know what I mean. But for us to really put ourselves first. You know, there's so many people who, a lot of the people who are empathic, who this is our season. We have been held back and manipulated and taken advantage of by others because we were, we had, our hearts were too big, we wore our hearts on our sleeves, many thought we were naive, et cetera, et cetera. We were always trying to help people. But in this season, that matrix is gone, beloveds, and it is now time for us to put ourselves first. It's time for you to put yourself first and be selfish, to really, really, purge of all those people who have used you. Because what we're going to see now is that there's a lot of people who had underestimated you, underrated you, dismissed you, that are now going to be trying to, slither their way back into your life, because we are in the season where it is the season of the underdog. And please watch the other prophetic update that I did on that. It is the season of the underdog. It is the season of those that were last. The last shall be first. As this matrix is falling, there are those who are here on earth on a special mission to build the new reality, the new spiritual reality and physical reality that will be more just, more fair, and to usher in this thousand years of an amazing golden golden age. That is what is coming. But if you're too connected to the matrix, then, you know, the matrix will take you down with it, because the matrix will convince your mind, and your mind will take, you know, that the world is ending, and your mind will take your spirit down that, you know, raggedy, dirty, you know, hole with you, rabbit hole with you. So really, it's time to be selfish, because a lot of people are not. If you are awakened right now, if you are woke, then you may even look like an alien to some family members, to some friends. Like, there's a friend who called me the other day, and they were trying to tell me coronavirus is real. I'm just like, wow. People have no clue what's going on, because they don't read, because they don't research. And then when you tell them the truth, they look at you like you're the crazy one. The world is back to front and upside down, but it's being rebalanced. It's being brought back to the way it was always supposed to be. And so there's a lot of people who still believe in the truth of the matrix, who still believe in the lies of the matrix was fake. There ain't no truth in the matrix. Who still believe in the lies of the matrix, beloved. And they could trip you up. The most dangerous people in this season of transition, when we need to, you know, get out of the matrix, secure our food. There's so much for us to be doing right now to become self-sufficient and at least, you know, protect ourselves, guard ourselves for what is to come, and prepare for a beautiful and elevated spiritual relationship where, you know, we will be moving in signs and wonders. Things will manifest in miraculous ways. Things that we thought were beyond us, that would take years to do, will take merely weeks or even months. And so because we are now in that season, there are those who, you know them, those friends and family who are so far gone. You can't save everybody. And in fact, right now, that time of trying to save people is really over. Because there's some people who won't get this message, and that just shows that this is not for you, you know? And I keep saying, find your tribe. Find your people who think like you, who operate like you. Find comfort in them instead of trying to argue with those that don't, because the game is over. It's like a game over scenario now. And everything is now being shifted to prepare for the new life, the new way of life, the new world, and the fall of the matrix. Many are too connected to the matrix, and they will fall with the matrix. And that's why you really have to be ready to make some of those tough emotional decisions, because not all your family, friends, you know, family and friends will come with you. Not all of them will make it. But because of the lies that have the mental prison that so many people are in, they could drag you down as you're trying to pull them out. So no more arguing, beloveds. That's why I've said move in silence. Work on your spiritual discernment. Make the necessary moves, because if you are a chosen one, and I keep saying the chosen ones chose themselves, that's why you're here. That's why you even came to this crazy world. If you are a chosen one, then there is so much supernatural power at your aid right now. If you had two angels, now you have like 10 or 20, like for real. Like, you know, I'm just giving a symbolic, metaphorical example, but it's everything is heightened, everything is doubled. There's so many people in your corner fighting on your behalf. And it's a go now. You've gotten the green light to really move full steam ahead, to build your life, to live in a self-sufficient way, to save yourself. And so you must, for a season, be selfish in order to survive. I hope, you know, and not selfish in a negative way, but put yourself first. Above all else, be true to self. Be true to your conscience. Be true to your spirit and your mission, because the seasons and the time require it. And if you really understood what death was, that death was just a transition, then you would know that nothing is lost. No relationship is ever broken. And you will see them in the next life if you don't graduate from this one. But those are stories for other days. Until next time, tuko pamoja.
That was, for those of you who may not recognize, that was Dr. Mumbi Seraki. She's from Kenya. I love bringing her in on my show to give a global perspective. They're going through the same stuff we're going through. And she said something that I don't necessarily agree with, because she says that a lot of people are telling her that there's a virus, and she says, oh, there's no virus. I think there is a virus. If you believe there's a virus, there's a virus. Because this has been a mental game. As I said, it's like we're playing a chess game on several dimensions, a multi-dimensional chess game here. We're looking at, on one level, Zelda's on the phone. Let's see, Zelda, are you on my studio? Zelda, please call in to my studio, because I can't even open up. Okay. Are you there, Zelda?
I am. Yes, I'm here.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call. As I'm listening to the show, Viata, I'm thinking back to about when we were kids, listening to the kind of music that we were listening to. And it just reminds me of, no matter how much we want to help them see their way through this maze,
yeah,
they're going to have to learn it on their own, just like we did, you know.
Yeah.
We really want to, we want to save them some heartache, but it's just not going to happen. They're going to have to experience it just like we did. But you know what? Yeah. Pedophilia wasn't, I'm sure it was, existed back then, but not like it is now. It's rampant.
Yes, yes.
And all of that that is going on, oh, my goodness. I would not want to be a parent at this date and time. I'm just praying for parents, because that's a lot of responsibility. Oh, I can't even imagine. There's just so much going on.
And that's why we need a village. We
and
need
people
village
are depressed.
Yeah, we need a village.
Yes.
More than that. So I'm honored to be the grandmother.
Well, thank God for this village.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
and I love the fact that you talk about your grandchildren all the time. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, you know, that's what grandmothers do. And hopefully grandmothers will. And I was thinking about, you know, you said all the people that listen to this show, and like the 2 million followers that she have, many of them will never hear this show. It's because these shows that we produce here at the Female Solution are for the leaders in thinking. So we can't expect to have the consciousness with us. But we're working on it. We're working on it. So we hope that everyone will join us, especially tomorrow morning. For Monday morning mindfulness, we will be joined by a veteran mental health professional, Khalid Scott. And we're talking about the virus, of course, 6 months and counting, and some things that we can continue to do to try to get people out of depression, because this is, it's an epidemic. Well, it is a pandemic, isn't it? Yeah. And it's affecting us all in different ways, so. Thank you for sharing this show this evening and just reminding us all that we have got to get together and stick together if we are going to come out of this session, this pandemic, alive. So keep up the good work, my sister of the microphone. Thank you so much
for
the show this evening and all that you bring with it.
Thank you. I'll be listening in tomorrow morning. So
all righty, Grand Rod. Thank you so much. Thank us.
Thank us. Okay, so we're going to continue. We only have a few minutes left, and I want to just remind everyone, as Zelda reminded us, there's always so much we can do for our friends and family, and we really, at this point in the game, in the year, we need to take better care of ourselves. And that's why it just blows my mind that people want to blame the president now for all the deaths that have taken place in this country, saying that he didn't do enough. Well, I think it's really a matter of, have you done enough to build up your immune system? And as I talk about on Friday and on this show, this is about building the temple, recognizing that this is a biological computer and that this temple needs to be built up to withstand all the attacks of the enemy. Put on the helmet of salvation to build up your breastplate of righteousness. So that's where we are in this journey that we are on right now. And so I hope that all of you going forward, as today, starting today, you will start taking better care of your body, getting out in the sun when you can, going for walks when you can, getting your exercise, eating less, and you moving more. That's the key to having the health you're going to need for those fall and winter months. And we can get through this. We'll be here every day. The Female Solution has a host every day of the week to encourage and inspire you. And please call in when you can on the show to let us know how you're doing. So I want to thank you for hanging in here with me tonight with all these difficult. We're going to get all these technical difficulties straightened out in the next day or so. So have a wonderful week. And Naima, if you'd like to play our closing greeting, our farewell greeting, rather, as we say goodnight to our listeners. And so please take the best care of yourself if you can, as you can. You can take good care. Even with little money, you can take good care of yourself and promote you. This is a season to promote you, as Dr. Mumbai has said, promoting you at this time. So, Naima, we're going to close out here on this end if you want to play our final farewell greeting. Let's see. Okay. Well, I'm going to. Everybody have a great week. Namaste. Sat Nam and Shalom. Aho.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkunyeong, France, Merci,
90 seconds.
Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Niabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur.
60 seconds.
Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.